spark lifted by Nick Sogard, who was just awesome this entire series. Sogi joins us down to the Red Sox clubhouse. Nick, we've now said it for a couple of weeks. You deserve everything you got coming to you. You've been a marvelous part of this team. Big swing after big swing. What's it like to help this team in front of this crowd so very often?
It's been great. You know, it's a fun time of year, especially to be playing at home, and just the way the team's going right now, it's a blast, so hoping to just keep it rolling.
What have you found offensively? I mean, it looks like every time you're seeing beach balls up there, quality at-bats, you're swinging at the good ones. Last night, a huge, huge double off the wall in left field. What has clicked for you offensively?
I think, honestly, just reaping the benefit of playing every day, to be honest with you. I know I haven't driven the ball a ton in my big league career so far, but I think that was something that I felt like I could tap into a little bit more, kind of the way I've done in the minor leagues. And I think just getting the opportunity to be out there every day from the right side and the left side, and just getting in a good rhythm and starting to drive the ball a little bit more. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say that's my strength, but, you know, there's more in there than what I've shown so far, so happy to be tapping into it a little bit.
Nick, we've been watching you for quite some time now, and there are certain things that I feel like you can't teach, and that's being able to come through in the big moment, taking that deep breath when the lights are brightest, and putting together a good at-bat, putting together a good swing on a mistake pitch. You've done that so consistently throughout your tenure with the Red Sox so far this season. Can you talk about your approach and why that's important, and how are you so successful in those at-bats?
I think I try not to change too much, you know. I feel like I'm a fairly stubborn hitter as is, so it kind of translates pretty well to those moments. Try to just make sure I'm not expanding and trying to do more, especially in those type of moments. You know, just moving the ball and a base hit or a walk oftentimes is plenty. So trying to keep it pretty simple, control the zone, you know, per usual, and then make sure I'm getting good pitch and put my best swing.
Last night I thought it was you saved that game, made the comeback possible with that great play at second base. You played short, you played third, how difficult has that been to go back to second base and be so effective?
I feel pretty comfortable doing it. I've been doing it now for a few years with this organization, kind of bouncing around in the minor leagues, especially I felt like I was playing a new spot every day, so I feel comfortable doing it despite, you know, the challenges that it presents, but being able to play, you know, consistently at second base is definitely beneficial towards just comfortability and overall just plays that you can make. So settling it over there right now nicely.
I lied, last one. The dude who plays behind you in center field is unbelievable. And, you know, now we've gotten spoiled to the point where everything that gets hit in the air is going to get caught. How about the catch today and what he contributes to this team?
Yeah, just ho-hum, you know. I've seen it now for 4 or 5 plus years. Yeah, he's special, and the guy in right's pretty good too, and we've got great guys in left, third, all around. You know, it's a good defensive team. It's fun to watch everyone do their thing.
I've said it to you 100 times, and I'll say it 101, Nick. You're a part of a winning team. You deserve to be here. You really, every time you're in there, you help this team win. We're thrilled to see you be a part of it. Thanks so much, man.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.